or in Chinese.
我觉得很糗, 因为我是唯一一个不会用中文跟你们讲话的人。
Also feel very undeserving because Pastor Chu has been among us for the last 3 months and now I need to follow after his footsteps.
我也是觉得自己很不配，因为焦牧师跟我们在一起三个月，现在我该跟着他的这条路走了。
He is a very good preacher, so today I pray that the Lord will give me power.
他是一个很好的牧师，我今天也祈求神给我同样的力量。
The passage that Xiaotong just read for us
小童刚刚所念的那段圣经
took place in a courtroom.
是在一个法庭里。
The first two verses of chapter 6 tells us that the Lord Yahweh has filed a covenant lawsuit.
这头二节，第一、第二节是讲到神耶和华这个神在这里对以色列起了一个控诉。
The prophet Micah, who is acting as the prosecutor, has summoned Israel, the defendant, to appear before the jury, which consists of the mountains and the hills.
在这里，弥迦他这个角色是一个律师，他呼召了所有的以色列人在陪审团面前。这些陪审团就是山岭和冈岭。
The book of Deuteronomy tells us that the heavens and the earth were original eyewitnesses.
在生命记里头说到。 山和地在原久,
they were present when Moses handed the book of the law to the elders and the people of Israel.
Notice verse 3.
Yahweh is the plaintiff. He presents his case not with charges, but with two questions.
耶和华他是原告，他在这里并没有控诉他们，而是问他们两个问题。First,
he asks,
他第一个问题是,
What have I done to you?
我对你们做了些什么?
The Lord wants to know if he has done anything to mistreat Israel.
神想知道他对以色列是否做了些什么事。Second,
he asks,
他第二个问题是,
Have I made you weary?
我在什么事上使你厌烦?
The Lord wants to know if too much is asked of them.
主想知道，也许对他们的要求太多。Notice
also the way God addresses Israel.
在这里也看到神怎么样称呼以色列。Two
times in his speech, the Lord addresses Israel as my people.
在这里两次神称呼以色列为我的民啊，我的百姓啊。Israel
is God's covenant partner.
以色列是神立约的对象。
Israel was to be God's people, and Yahweh was to be their God.
以色列是神的百姓, 耶和华是以色列的神。
Even though Yahweh raised Israel up as his precious child,
虽然耶和华把以色列像自己的儿女一样, 长大, 带大,
the people rebelled against him.
这些人背逆了神。
And instead of disowning a prodigal son,
神不但没有跟这一个不孝的儿子断绝关系,
God continues to shower extravagant love upon him.
神继续地把他的大爱浇灌在他的子民身上。
God calls him my people.
神叫他为我的百姓。It
would be similar to an endearing name which we use to address a close friend or a family member.
这个称呼就好像一个很亲密的对你对一个亲密一个亲爱的人的亲密的称呼。
When there is a fallout in a relationship,
当你们争吵或者是关系不好的时候,
the relationship is broken and has been changed.
当这个关系改直,变直了或者断掉的时候,
the name you call that person by would change also.
这个亲密的称呼也会同时的改变。
However, if one day you call each other by that special endearing name again,
可是当有一天你自己又重复用这个亲密的称呼来称呼这个人的时候,
you would know that that relationship has been changed.
你会晓得你们那个时候关系又改了。
Probably has been repaired.
也许关系改好了。
Here, despite Israel's unfaithfulness to God, God continues to love them as his people.
在这里以色列虽然对神背逆，可是神继续爱他的人。
The Lord shows evidence of his love by recalling two incidents from former times.
神用历史上的两个事件来提醒以色列他对他们的爱。
Verse 4.
第四节,
I brought you up from Egypt, I redeemed you from bondage, and I sent you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
我曾将你从埃及地领出来, 从做奴仆之家救赎你。
Three things God did faithfully for Israel in the first incident. First, God granted them salvation. They were brought up out of Egypt because God heard the cry of mercy.
因为神听到他们呼求，神从埃及把他们救出来。
Second,
第二点,
the people were slaves in Egypt.
这些人在埃及是做奴仆。
They were oppressed by a more powerful people.
他们被一个更强大的人民来逼迫的。
God redeemed them from bondage so that they can receive freedom.
神从奴仆中给他们救赎。
Furthermore,
这更多的,
God provided spiritual leaders for them to guide them and shepherd them.
神给了他们属灵上的领导来 牧养带领他们。
Moses was a lawgiver. He was a teacher and intercessor.
摩西是给他们律法的人，他是一个老师，也是替他们带导的人。
His brother Aaron was their priest who offered sacrifices for the atonement of their sin.
他的哥哥亚伦是代表以色列在神面前行赎罪之礼的人。
And their sister Miriam, she was their worship leader and prophetess.
他们的姐姐米利安。 她是一个先知，也是带领他们崇拜的人。
So the Lord rehearses Israel's salvation history in the courtroom.
所以神在这个法庭里头重复了一次以色列的历史。
And illustrates his steady steadfastness toward his people.
然后让他们知道神对他们稳固的信实。
Verse 5. Verse 5 explained the second incident.
第五节谈到第二件事情。
In Numbers chapter 22 to 24, we read about Balak, the Moabite king.
在民数记22到24章，我们念到了一个摩押王巴勒。
He asked Balaam, the prophet, to curse Israel's forefathers while they were traveling through the wilderness.
他要巴兰这个先知在以色列经过旷野的时候诅咒他们。
The Lord met Balaam and turned the intended curse into a blessing.
神见到了巴兰，然后把一个应该的诅咒变成了祝福。Furthermore,
immediately after Balaam's blessing,
巴兰一旦祝福了以色列以后,
Numbers chapter 25 tells us of Israel's ugly sin in Shittim.
民数记第25章提到，以色列一旦收到祝福以后，在石亭这地方做到了丑恶的事。
Israel should have forfeited their right to go to the promised land.
以色列当时就应该拒绝他们应可以进到神带领应许之地的权利。
But the Lord demonstrated his righteousness by leading them from Shittim, which is on the west side of the River Jordan.
可是神让他知道他的信实，带领以色列从约旦河的西边的石亭这个地方。
Into Gilgal, which is on the east side of the River Jordan.
把他们带到了基甲。 在约旦河的东边。
So God delivered Israel from Egypt.
所以神把以色列人从埃及带领出，拯救出来。
Lead them safely through the wilderness.
平平安安地把他们从旷野里带出。
And brought them all the way into the promised land.
进入应许之地。
God did all these things so that Israel may know him.
神所这样子做，就是所以以色列可以认识他。
So that Israel would understand his character and enjoy an intimate relationship with him.
所以以色列会认识神的品格，他的作为，然后跟随他。
Instead of filing any outright accusations against Israel,
神不但没有指控以色列。
Yahweh reminds Israel of his righteous acts toward them.
耶和华提醒他对以色列所公义的作为。
And proves that he has never asked too much of them.
然后证明他从来没有对他们有过分的要求。
God's extravagant love for Israel can be compared to that of a parent for his child.
神对以色列的大爱好比一个父母亲对儿女的爱一样。
It is the universal norm for parents to provide food, clothing, shelter, education for his child.
天下的父母亲都想给自己的小孩子食物、衣服、住宿和教育。
When the child has grown up,
当小孩子长大的时候,
he would learn to take a part-time job,
他也许会打工,
share the burden of his college tuition,
分担自己进入大学的学费
，make a living，
将来自立了
，and even live independently，
然后自己可以生活照顾自己了。
I know that many of our Asian parents are very much like God。
我知道我们很多东方的父母亲像神一样。
In addition to emptying their wallets for our college education，
不仅是在小孩子上学的时候掏光自己的腰包
，they even help put down a down payment for our homes，
甚至于帮小孩子付房子的定金。
Or help with our wedding receptions.
然后我帮小孩子办喜酒。
We often take for granted like Israel for God.
有些时候我们对神当他是理所当然的，就像以色列一样。
But we would never think of turning our backs against our parents.
可是我们从来不会想到背弃我们自己的父母亲。
However, Israel acted as a child who stole from his father's wallet and slapped his mother on the face.
可是以色列在这里的行为好像是一个小孩子从父母亲偷了父亲的银行的存款，然后打他母亲的脸。
And all the while, the Lord continues His patience with Israel.
在这一个事情中，神还是带领以色列。
God redeemed Israel.
神救赎了以色列。
But Israel acted as if God was a burden to them.
可是以色列觉得神很厌烦。
God loved them.
神爱他们。
But Israel did not reciprocate Yahweh's loyalty.
可是以色列并没有回报耶和华对他们的慈爱。
God presented this case in the courtroom.
神在一个法庭里头提他这案子。
What have I done?
我做了什么？
How have I burdened you?
我做什么使你厌烦？
Likewise, Israel answers God in the form of questions.
以色列回复神的话也是一个问题来回答的。
Israel claims innocence by asking, what?
以色列说什么？
Verse 6, with what shall I come before Yahweh and bow to the Most High God?
第六节说，我朝见耶和华，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？
Israel asks, what thing does God want?
以色列问，神要什么东西？
The people's questions indicate their misunderstanding.
这些人的问题代表他们的无知。
Israel thinks of worship and approaching God in terms of material gifts.
以色列认为带了物质上的东西就可以来到神的面前。
She wants to know with what type of things can she come to see God.
她想知道她能带些什么样的东西来见神。
Instead of covering up her sin, Israel's question further uncovers her guilt.
这个问题不但没有遮掩她的罪，而更暴露她的罪行。
Here in verse 7, Israel asks,
在第七节以色列问道，
Shall I come before God with burnt offering of year-old calves? Will God be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil?
耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊或是万万的油河吗？
Israel suggests that perhaps increased religion will please God.
以色列提见说也许我们多行一点那个宗教的事可以讨神的喜悦。
And she exaggerates the necessity for quantity.
她夸大神对他们要求的数量。
If year-old calves are insufficient to worship God, perhaps the people should consider sacrificing thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil.
如果一岁的牛犊不能够满足神的话，也许他们可以带切上千的公羊和上万的油河。
Israel has mistakenly assumed that God could be bribed with lavish gifts.
以色列不了解神，认为神可以贿赂的。
Today we do not bring animal suffering, animal sacrifices, fruits, oil, or bread to church as offerings.
今天我们不把动物或者油或者蔬菜或者是饼带来神面前作为献祭。
But we tithe in the form of money.
可是我们用钱来奉献。
And from time to time we might donate useful things to church.
偶尔有些时候我们甚至于会奉献一些有用的东西到给教堂。
An equivalent to thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil would be similar to giving the church 100 cars, maybe thousands of computers.
上千的公羊和上万的油盒好比如今天给教堂100辆车子或上千辆的上千台的电脑。
Few of us can afford that kind of offering, and none of us would think of making such a suggestion.
我们中间很少有些人可以跟神这样的奉献，甚至于也是大部分的人都不会跟神这样的推议。
However, many in the world today continue to think of pleasing God in terms of monetary gifts.
可是今天世界上很多人认为用金钱就可以给神适当的贡献。
Or to please God with works of salvation.
或者是我们认为我们很辛苦的为救赎来忙碌就可以荣耀神。
Perhaps we fall into that type of thinking from time to time as well.
有些时候我们自己也这个样子想。
Israel has already made two mistakes so far.
以色列到这里已经做了两次的错误。
First,
第一样,
she thinks that worship involves material gifts.
她认为崇拜神是用物质上的东西就可以崇拜了。
And second,
第二点,
the people think that pleasing God requires lavish quantity.
他们认为用铺张的数量就可以满足神。
In her defensive questions, Israel yet makes another error.
在他自己的辩护中，以色列又做了第三个错误。
Israel asks,
以色列问，
Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
What we are reading here is not a child dedication service.
这里不是像教堂里头献上小孩子孩童贡献一样。
It is not like the ones we have in church when parents commit to bringing up his child according to scriptural principles.
这里也不是像在教堂里头在众人面前父母亲为身愿意在神的律法上面照神的教导方面带小孩子长大这样的心理。
Israel is asking about giving a child as a human sacrifice.
以色列问神要不要小孩子做人的活祭。
Human sacrifice was an awful form of worship.
拿人做献祭是一个很残酷的敬拜的方法。
It's a paganistic worship in the ancient Near East.
在古中东的地方是一个在一些异教徒他们这样子敬拜他们的神的方法。
The Moabites practiced this form of worship to their god Molech by putting their children in the fire.
摩押人敬畏崇拜他们的神摩勒就是要把他们小孩子放在火里。
We read from Leviticus that God clearly prohibits this type of worship.
从利未记我们看得很清楚神不允许这样的敬拜。
Such a crime is punishable by death.
这种罪的刑罚是死刑。
But the records in 2 Kings tells us that King Ahaz followed after the abominations of the nations and sacrificed his son in the fire.
可是列王记下提到在亚哈斯这个王他却效法以色列诸王所行的又照着耶和华所以色列人面前赶出外邦人所憎怒的使他的儿子惊火。
It should have been unthinkable that God would require such a cruel worship.
要想我们的神会要求这样的奉献是不可思议的。
Israel's question only proves her sin and reveals that she is at the same time theologically uninformed.
以色列这样的问神是代表暴露了出来他们对神学的无知。
Israel's question is actually a universal problem that we all wonder about.
以色列的问题反而是我们天下人所想问的问题。
How can a person approach God?
一个人怎么能接近神?
Is it by sacrifices or good works?
是用贡献吗?还是牺牲吗?还是用我们好的行为?
What things can we go to see God with?
我们可以用什么东西带到神的面前呢?
In many ways, it is easy for us to fall into the same mistakes.
同样的,我们很容易也陷到这种状况中。
We may fall into thinking that our relationship with God depends on our weekly church attendance, regular tithes, and special offerings.
我们有些时候也认为我们敬拜神只不过于就是每一个礼拜来教堂出席，然后照十一奉献，或者偶尔的献上一些东西而已。
Perhaps you have the wrong impression that giving something extra is the key to securing God's favor.
也许有些时候我们有一个错误的观念，说想到如果给神多一点东西，神就会可以就讨好神。
I thought of a short story that might illustrate this point.
我想到了一个故事，一个小简单的故事，也许帮忙我讲到这一点。
An aged father lived all by himself.
一个年迈的父亲自己过着。
He has an adult son who would come by to see him every now and then when he calls for help.
他有一个年纪已经大一个成年的一个孩子，偶尔有些时候会来看看他。
One day, he calls his son to tell him that the weather is good and he wants to go see a ball game.
有一天，这个父亲问了他的儿子，天气很好，我们可不可以去看场球赛？
His son shows up soon afterwards with a brand new big screen TV so that he can watch any game anytime at home.
这个儿子很快的马上带了一个好大好大的电视到他家来说，你什么时候要看就看吧。
Another time, he calls up his son and suggests that they go on a vacation together.
第二次，这个父亲问儿子，也许我们可以去哪里旅游一下。
His son came over the weekend to drop off a couple of tickets for an expensive one-week cruise.
这个儿子周末的时候就来了，带了一张机票，说你可以一个人去游玩。
He dropped off a couple of tickets.
两张票，说你们可以自己去游玩。
He is too busy to take a vacation, so he said, "Father, invite a friend."
他说我太忙了，不能自己陪你去，你不如找一个朋友跟你一起去吧。
The father appreciates having his son around when he is in need.
这个父亲很，当他有需要的时候，他很喜欢他儿子跟他在一起。
But what he really wants is to spend quality time together.
可是他真想要的是跟他的儿子好好的花几个时辰在一起。
His son does not understand why the father seems so unhappy and so unappreciative of all the things that he has purchased and done for him.
这个儿子不了解父亲为什么不满意他所买的这些东西礼物。
The father finally explains that he does not want anything from his son. What he really wants is his time and his love.
这个父亲最后解释给儿子听，我不需要你买东西给我，而是你花时间跟我在一起。
All the sacrifices that we give to God can be good.
我们所有为神奉献上的可能都是好的。
And have their places with the right purpose.
如果我们的目的是对的话，这些也有应当的地方。
But concerning this question, with what should we come before God?
可是当我们问到我们应该拿什么东西来神面前呢？
The answer is none of these things.
回答是没有一样东西。
Israel is thinking of bringing something to see God.
以色列想到我可以带什么东西来见神。
But God says nothing about giving him anything.
可是神并没有提到任何的东西。
Please look with me in verse 8.
麻烦你一起打开圣经，看到第八节，弥迦书六章第八节。
Micah the prophet speaks on behalf of Yahweh.
弥迦先知弥迦站在神代替他讲话。
He has told you what is good and what does the Lord require of you.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
But to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
If God has made known his desire to all people already, how can anyone say they do not know?
如果神已经把他的心意明明写显的给所有人看到了，以色列怎么能说他不知道呢？
We can find out what God has made known to Israel in chapter 10 of the book of Deuteronomy.
我们可以在生命记第十章里头看到神对以色列的要求是什么。
There we are told the events after Israel's sin of the golden calf.
那里生命记提到以色列在有一金的牛献在神以后，他们所犯的罪，这个以后的事情。
The Lord had rewritten the Ten Commandments on stone tablets.
神重新再写了一次十诫，写在石头上面。
Moses returned a second time to the people with the Lord's commands.
摩西第二次回到以色列中，把神的十诫带给他们。
I'm going to ask Eva to read Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记第十章第十二节。以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
And then verse 16.
然后在第十六节，所以你们要将心里污秽的除掉，不可以再印着景象。因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可为， 不以貌取人，也不爱贿赂。第十八节，他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他们衣食。所以你们要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。第二十节，你们要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，瞻靠他。
These are the requirements which the Lord had asked of Israel since the beginning.
这些是自始以来神向以色列的要求。
The people are to fear God.
这些人应该敬畏神。
To love Him and to serve Him.
爱他，侍奉他。
They are to defend the orphans.
他们应该保护孤儿。
The widows.
寡妇。
To love the foreigners and to care for them.
爱护这些外人，过旅的人。
Again, nothing is said of lavish gifts and sacrifices as our requirements to please God.
再一次说，神并没有向他们要求什么东西，或者一个很铺张的礼物。
The book of Deuteronomy forms the basis for understanding the teachings of the prophets.
生命记这本书是让我们能够了解先知他们所在教导的基本。
Micah, as well as many of his contemporaries, did not invent some new teachings on their own.
弥迦和他同时候的其他的先知并没有发一些新的教导。
They were merely pointing out to God's people how they have failed to know God and to follow after His word.
他们只是让以色列知道他们怎么样没有遵行神，也不认识神。
Here in chapter 6, verse 8, Micah reminds Israel that God has already told them what is good and pleasing.
弥迦书第六章第八节在这里，弥迦说你们已经知道神要你们要什么。
They are to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk a humble walk before God.
就是行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，跟你们的神同行。
What is justice?
行公义是什么呢？
It is to handle situation with equity and fairness.
是用公正和公平的态度来领事。
To act justly is to treat a weaker party with kindness and charity.
行公义是对一个软弱的人有爱心，然后有怜悯的心来待他。
It is the opposite of oppression.
这是跟压迫相反的。
It is the opposite of cheating and exploiting one another.
它也是跟剥削和欺骗相反的。
The idea of doing justice or acting fairly cannot be passive.
行公义这样事是不是被动的？
It would be hard for us to obey God's command.
我们不能够说我们行神的道。
When we are not doing anything about it.
如果我们没有做任何的事。
God's commands require our proactive response.
神的道，他的诫命是要求我们很积极的跟从的。
In Matthew chapter 25, we read about the parable of the sheep and the goats.
在马太福音第二十五章，我们念到了山羊和绵羊的这个比喻。
The sheep were welcome into God's kingdom, for they had cared for the stranger, the sick, the prisoner, and the helpless.
这些绵羊很欢迎受到到了神的国度，因为他们照顾到了外人、受伤的人、生病的人和无救的人。
The goats, on the other hand, were condemned to eternal fire.
这些山羊反而的被下到了火河里去了。
For they had neither responded to those in need nor reached out to those who are weak.
因为他们并没有回应有需要的人，也没有伸手帮忙去软弱的人。
How about love mercy?
好怜悯是什么呢？
The Hebrew word hesed were here translated in the English versions as mercy and kindness.
Mercy 怜悯这个字，在希伯来原文这个字是 hesed， 在中文在英文里头是翻译怜悯和良善。
It is the one of the most beautiful and indescribable words.
这是希伯来文以后一个最无法形容和很美的一个字。
Hesed is used in the Old Testament to describe God's covenant love for Israel.
这个怜悯这个字是用来形容神跟以色列人立约的爱。
Hesed includes the compound meaning of loyal love, devotion, faithfulness, and enduring kindness.
这个字有很多层的意思，有忠贞的爱，有献身、信实，还有永存的良善的意思。
To love mercy also means to have a generous and gracious attitude when carrying out justice.
好怜悯，另外一句话说，就是有慷慨和恩惠的态度来行公义。
To have loyal love for someone is to be willing to sacrifice time and energy.
对一个人有忠贞的爱，就是说愿意花时间和力量在这个人身上。
It is easy to serve someone that we know in a situation where it can be of benefit to us.
有些时候，我们对一个认识的人或者对自己有利的时候，我们就很容易牺牲一些小我。
But the Lord says nothing about our convenience when we show love.
可是神叫我们爱人的时候，并没有谈到我们自己的利益。
Lastly, the Lord requires of us to walk humbly with Him.
最后，神要求我们存谦卑的心与他同行。
To walk in Hebrew means to live.
在希伯来文说，同行这个字是活的意思。
A person's walk is a person's lifestyle.
一个人行的路就是他的一生，他的生活的态度。
Perhaps we have great achievements.
也许我们成就很高。
And impressive credentials.
或者我们有很好的条件。
God's desire for us is to be a humble person when we spend our life with Him.
神对我们的要求是在他面前跟他过，最谦卑的态度跟他一起走。
He does not want us to be boastful concerning what we know and what we have done.
他不希望我们因为自己所知道的一些知识而自大。
Instead, He wants us to depend on Him and to submit to each other.
相反的，他要我们以每一个人看别人比自己强。
When I got married,
当我结婚的时候，
my grandfather-in-law, Jason's grandfather,
我先生的祖父，
爷爷 came from Beijing for our wedding.
我们叫他爷爷，他来参加我们的婚礼。
And he is a calligrapher.
他是一个写书法的人。
And he gave me a gift.
他给了我一个礼物。
And the gift is a Chinese proverb.
这是一个中文的成语。
I don't know how to say it in Chinese, but the meaning is to gain knowledge richly, but to express yourself thinly.
他是说，如果你要多多收集多多学知识，可是不要太夸张你自己的表现。
I think it was something like 多积薄发 something like that.
多事薄发，薄发。
The Apostle Paul taught that we should boast of nothing.
使徒保罗叫我们说，我们不要在任何事上夸大。
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了在我们耶稣基督的十字架上。
Paul's life with God is a humble walk because he lived a life of faith.
使徒保罗他跟神的生他在神的面前的生活是一个谦卑的生活，因为他是靠他的信心生活的。
He trusts in God and let God have lordship over his life.
他信任神，让神在他身上有所谓。
It is the opposite to a life of pride.
这是一个骄傲的生活的相反。
In which we base our life on what we have achieved.
这个骄傲的生活就是我们如果对我们所能做的事情得到满意的话，或者是得到认为有成就的话。
What we know and what we have done.
我们所知道的或者我们所做的事情。
To walk humbly with God is to obey Him and be wholeheartedly devoted to His word.
谦卑的心就是时常看神的念神的话语，把它放在心中。
The Lord Himself demonstrated justice, mercy, and humility to Israel.
我们的主自己在对以色列的对待他们的方法，看到让我们看到他的公义、慈爱和怜悯。
He provided for them salvation.
他给了他自己的救赎。
He has shown justice and mercy to us the same way he has shown mercy to ethnic Israel.
他给我们今天所看到他的公义，就是像他给以色列看到他的公义一样。
He has delivered us while we were still sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候，他已经救了我们。
Provided for us the Holy Spirit to guide us.
他已经给了我们他的圣灵来带领我们。
And most of all, Jesus humbled himself as a man, died on a cross for our sins, rose from the dead on the third day in order to give us eternal life.
最重要的是，耶稣自己他替我们的罪而死，第三天复活。在十字架上面而死，然后给我们永生。
What is God's requirement for us who call Him Lord?
神对我们这些叫他主的人是要求什么呢？
He said nothing about sacrifices.
他没有提到任何的牺牲和供物,
and nothing about ritual activities.
并没有想到仪式方面的事情,
he wants us to act, to reach out, to do justice.
他要我们行公义的事,存怜悯的心,
to show mercy and to walk humbly with God.
存怜悯的心, 谦卑的与神同行,
he looks at the heart of a giver before he looks at the gift.
他看我们的心过于看我们的礼物,
the value of our sacrifices depends on our sacrificial love for God and our neighbors.
我们对神的贡献的价值是什么呢? 是看我们对神和人的爱的价值。
Gifts and acts of work are worthless without a humble walk with God.
若是我们不能够谦卑地在神面前行走的话，我们给他什么或替他做些什么事都不算的。
Micah's words imply that there is no transformation in the life and actions of God's people.
米迦他跟以色列人讲的是让他们看到他们在神面前没有悔改的心。
The rest of Micah chapter 6 tells us of God, tells us of Israel's failure to heed the prophet's warning.
以加书第六章以后的几节都是告诉我们以色列人并没有遵行神的诫命。
Israel continued to mistreat and exploit one another.
以色列继续的在逼迫，在剥削他自己的人。
And the people were engaged in get rich quick schemes.
这些人只顾到自己自私自利。
We know from biblical history Israel's rebellion.
我们从圣经的历史知道以色列的悖逆,
and her subsequent judgment.
也看到他们后来的审判。
The same words spoken through Micah to Israel more than 2,000 years ago are for us today as well.
这些在2000年以前弥迦写给以色列的警告，今天也是可以做我们的忠告。
For the New Testament church, Jesus cautioned us.
在新约的教会，耶稣自己告诉我们，警告我们。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的是。 就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重要的是，你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。Could
the Lord be bringing a complaint against the church today?
神自主，他是否是对今天的教会也是在提出一个案子呢？一个控诉呢？
Have we been engaged in doing justice, showing mercy, and walking humbly before God?
我们有行公义、好怜悯。
Have we practiced our tithe but neglected the more important things?
我们是否有止住到奉献而忘记更重要的事呢?
Even to this day,
甚至于到今天,
the Lord is calling for our corporate and personal commitment.
神在召呼叫我们个人和集体的一起的回应。
Scripture reminds us that we have mistaken worship for lavish gifts and ritual activities.
圣经上的教训提醒我们，我们时常以为铺张的奉献就是，或者是形式上的表现就是敬畏神，就是崇拜神。Today's
passage speaks to us in two areas.
今天的经文跟我们在两点上面有提醒。First, 第一点,
we should be grateful and mindful of God's former grace to us.
我们应该感激，还时常提醒自己神对我们的恩惠。He
has shown justice and salvation and mercy in His provisions.
在他给我们的一切事上，他让我们看到他的公义和他的救赎。We
must not cheat the Lord and others by holding back a testimony of His salvation and miraculous works.
我们不可以不把神的大位坐在我们身上的大的作为不告诉别人，这就是等于欺骗了神。Second, 第二点,
we need to engage in the worship of the heart rather than the gift.
我们应该用心和灵来敬拜神，而并不是只是仪式上的表现。God's
requirement is for us to love Him with all our hearts and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
神对我们的要求是尽心尽性的爱神和爱人如己。For
the individual Christians, the exhortation is straightforward.
对一个基督徒自己，神的教导是这个样子。
Perhaps we need to reprioritize our life a little.
也许我们心里头身，我们得检查一下自己身生命里头的重要性是什么东西。
Allow ourselves to be inconvenienced so we can proactively serve those in need.
我们应该让自己有些时候牺牲自己的这个方便，来帮助一些需要的人。
And regarding the responsibility of our corporate body.
对教会集体怎么样的教导呢？
There exist many opportunities.
这里有许多的需要的地方，机会，有机会的地方。
For example, our church supports a number of missionaries and many missions organizations.
例如我们教堂帮助了许多的宣教士和宣教机构。
We can get to know who they are, what their ministry is all about, and how as a corporate body we can be useful to God for the world.
我们可以熟悉这些宣教士是谁，他们宣教机构是做些什么，然后我们能够来帮跟他们参与。
If we see any local or social needs, we can encourage one another to contribute.
若是我们看到我们当地或者社会上有什么需要的话，我们可以鼓励互相来参与。
We can pioneer when others have yet to see the need.
我们可以走在前头。
Finally,
最后
some of you have yet to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你们中间有些人还没有接受耶稣基督为自己的救主。
God has shown justice and mercy to the world by giving His only begotten Son.
神把他自己的独生子给了世界，让他们晓得他的公义和慈爱。
So that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所以凡信他的名的人都不至灭亡，反得永生。
God invites you to humble yourself to receive Jesus.
神邀请你今天谦卑地接受耶稣基督。
He is our one and only God.
他是我们唯一的神
，gracious and compassionate，
充满了恩惠，还有怜悯
，slow to anger and abounding in love，
他不轻易发怒，他多很多慈爱。
Will you please join me in prayer？
让我们低头祷告。
Father， I thank you so much for your word. I thank you also for all my brothers and sisters in this room. So many have.Learn the lesson of humility, justice, and mercy so much more than I have learned. Father, I pray that your word will encourage each of us to spur each other on in goodness, to remind us of what you have required from us. Not lavish gifts nor ritual activities, but the more important things of our lives.To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you. Father, we pray that indeed as one church, we will serve you and please you in that manner, so that the gifts we bring to you and the celebrations that we have with one another will also be glorifying to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.